Welcome, welcome to the Living Unbroken Power to Heal podcast. This is season 2, episode 49, A Whole New World. I'm Sonia Lin, a master healing and transformational life coach for you to create your new norm and transform into a whole new world. So, with what is going on and this divide that is happening, we have the power to make a change here and to come together rather than grow apart. And that is really the essence of living unbroken and breaking the cycle and creating a new norm for healthy lives, healthy relationships, and breaking the cycle of toxic, dysfunctional behaviors and patterns and stress that causes illness and disease and breakdown in the body and our relationships, to grow together a healing and trauma-based personal development process with the intention to transform out of old default paradigms, looking through, like a little paper towel roll, and really having stuck tunnel vision of what we've been taught, looking through a lens of right or wrong or victim or guilt, and feeling stuck, and opening up, putting on new glasses, a whole new lenses, new perspectives to see what was always there for us and see like a prism, a whole new world and all the possibilities and opportunities that are there when it feels like it's a challenge and a problem, because all problems and challenges are opportunities and have solutions. And a challenge, you know, the struggles, the challenges, they are part of the process. They are part of the journey. So I wanted to really focus on today this paradigm shift, right? This dark night of the soul, or the collapse of the world, or what it feels like for you, the grief that goes on with the loss of letting go of what was. It was familiar, right? Even if it wasn't, maybe things were going along great for you, or maybe looking back now that you're out of it, almost a couple years in, looking back, realizing that maybe things weren't exactly how you had wanted, or, everyone's in a different position. But regardless, when it feels like our world is being turned upside down, individually or collectively, right? When we're in fear and we're in survival, we're thinking about ourselves. You know, our ego is really activated to our protector, to protect ourselves. And I have learned to, if I'm feeling lonely or hopeless or just, down, these negative emotions, grief, sadness, frustration, whatever that is, I pause and now I really open it up and to think about all the other people in the world that are experiencing that same emotion. So if I'm just having a hard time, or maybe really I'm just sleep deprived, I was up all night with, ideas and creating, and something was keeping me up and I couldn't sleep, and then I'm just exhausted the next day, right? You can all relate to that. And then think about, just, it doesn't take much, right? To set off our patience or our irritability. If our cup is empty, whether it's from sleep deprivation or, not feeling well, or having an argument with a loved one that takes our energy, or, some type of conflict or crisis or chaos that we're in or experiencing, or stress, it can be easier to react And that, you know, complaining and feeling sorry for ourselves, that everything's just happening to us, and blaming someone else for how we feel, the fear, the doubts that we have for ourselves, we're breaking away from those old patterns and that old norm. And in that shift into the new world that is bringing us all together and in love, choosing love over the fear and faith and trust rather than doubts for ourselves or beyond, whatever that is, it takes, in that transformation, it takes strength, it takes courage, it takes action, it takes self-accountability and self-actualization to be able to look within and to observe, to be, objectively, and to see what it is, you know, what are our behaviors, what is it that we can do, and the more choices that we have available that we didn't realize, that when we're in fear and we're in survival and it's all about us, not thinking about, wow, you know, we still have so much to be grateful for. There's always something to be grateful for, and what other people are going through, that we're all connected, and that our energy that we're putting out, we're the creators. We have the power to create and transform a whole new world, because it's all our energy. And I've talked about in previous podcasts, the average energy as a collective, the collective consciousness is at 150, which is anger, which is blame. So based on David Hawkins, you know, shame, guilt, apathy, grief, these are the lowest levels, right? This lowest level of spiritual and emotional awareness I've talked about, they feel horrible. And then as we go up, the 150, which is anger, right? Blame, frustration. And it's this old norm that many of us are used to, right? Just complaining about something or blaming and not having to take the personal responsibility to shift and transform within ourselves to then experience that. So it's not about our partner. It's not about blaming, you know, our partner, the government, whoever, our parents, right? It's taking the personal responsibility of what can we do different. And what that takes is courage, right? It takes energy. It takes desire and pride and courage. It takes energy to take action, to feel like we have the power to make a difference. And when I talk about power, I'm talking about a healthy power, our inner power that comes from taking action, that comes from our heart center and love, the healing power of love for ourselves, our relationship, and tapping into that, shifting from our head into our heart. And it is a process. It's not overnight. It can be a very painful journey, right? There's gifts, there's gold I've talked about in the discomfort. That's where we grow, that, all the freedom we want is on the other side of that fear. So when we're creating in part of these unprecedented times for a whole new world, and the divide of coming from that collective consciousness, right? That there's fear, there's doubt, separating families through holidays, or judging just individuals' choices. it starts with looking within. You know, what is it that we're judging and being critical about ourselves that we're doing that with others? When we can understand what we do and why we do what we do, we can better understand others, right? We're opening up to a new world beyond the lens of just looking at ourselves. You know, tapping into having empathy, that love, compassion, that everyone's doing the best that they can, and looking through the highest lens and perspective that they know. And we can, as individuals, as we grow on our own journey, we can raise our own energy, which is doing our part in raising the energy through the collective consciousness, and expand, right? Expand our perceptions of, you know, shifting out of this matrix where we're stuck, and that we actually have the power to create. So shifting from that 150, right? That anger, that blame, shifting up to pride, courage, the courage to speak up, the courage to, you know, if you're a parent, to teach your children that they have a safe place to let you know how you're making them feel, that they have a voice, that they can speak up, that they can say, no, they have that option, you know, teaching courage, teaching to speak the truth, allowing, you know, children, grandchildren, you know, others, as well as yourself, to be able to speak your truth and share you know, tapping into that emotional intelligence and helping when you understand what your emotions are and honoring them, that it is okay to feel the way that you do. Of course you do. And to hold a space while being empathetic can reduce trauma. And it takes us first healing our own traumas. We all have them. We all have times when there was a shock to our energy system. I know I'll just be in bed and feel like I'm falling or there's something, and right, it's a traumatic experience. It's a shock to my energy system, and then come back to my natural state. And we have the ability to be able to do that, that the past was just a memory, and rebalance our nervous system and come back to whole, come back and reset to our natural state of calm and peace. Or when there's, you know, just times where we don't feel safe, that creates trauma, whether we, you know, we don't do it intentionally for our children or our grandchildren or others. No matter where you are in life, if you're, you know, already raised a family, or you're currently raising a family, or you're looking to, or, you know, you're single now, whatever it is, this is meant to meet and support everyone where you are and check in with what is your default emotion and reaction when it, you know, things aren't going your way as a stress response. Are you reacting, or are you able to have that self-mastery and come from choice, no matter what's going on, to be present, to just respond from your heart and have compassion for others and empathy, or, you know, compassion and love for yourself? And it's a shift up the emotional scale. So beyond the courage and neutrality and willingness and acceptance, right? 350, as David Hawkins put it, on the scale. We're talking of a scale of, you know, 0 to 1,000 being enlightenment. You know, acceptance of 350, we can't have peace until we have an acceptance, right? So that peace is within. It's an inside job of being able to accept things that we have done, or the way we have been, or our past, to be able to shift up the emotional scale for the ultimate consciousness. And then there's reason, there's love, there's joy, and then peace, you know, that I was talking about. We can't, until there's acceptance and love for ourselves and others, The joy, the peace, the enlightenment, which is 700 and plus, there's, you know, all different levels of consciousness, that it starts with within and creating a whole new world for ourselves and for humanity is an inside job. So I just wanted to share, you know, things that you can do to start to be able to shift and break this cycle are, let's see, I've talked about in a different podcast, so I'm trying to not to, to repeat myself, but ways of raising our energy, right? Think about for yourself, what lifts you up? How can you create a power hour for yourself? You know, how do the people you spend time with, how do you feel around them? How do you feel around the time with yourself? Is it uncomfortable? Is it time to, you know, be more part of a community? If you're feeling very isolated, is it a challenge for you to be alone and spend time with yourself where that's the next step for you? Is there just a burning desire within you to take action and make a difference with something that you're really passionate about? You know, are you having anxiety and is that talking to you to do something different and to take action, to feel fulfilled? You know, whether you're in transition, there's just many transitions in life, whether you're experiencing the loss of what was and then the grief of letting go of what was familiar, that makes complete sense. But just because something felt safe and familiar does not mean that was healthy for you and that was best for you as an individual or as your family, right? So it really takes that time to do that inner work, that personal development, whether you're, you know, taking a class, a course, you're working with someone, you're, you know, meditating, journaling, really starting to get clarity. Because when you feel very overwhelmed, they're just, you don't have clarity and you don't have to see that whole staircase, right? It's the journey is meant to be enjoyed, to enjoy the process in the journey. And if you're really feeling like you are at, you know, bottom or being knocked to your knees, I say that with compassion. I know I didn't feel like that when I was in that space. I certainly did not feel like that. But it took looking within. It took stop blaming other people and what was it that I had the power to do to rewire, you know, neural pathways, to create change for myself. So, you know, to heal and transform our lives, and rewire and reprogram the, you know, we have the power to change our mind and to create new neural pathways, which comes from creating new experiences in our life and doing something new, right? It's the unsanity, right? Rather than the definition of insanity and doing the same things over and over and expecting different results, doing something different to, you know, break that cycle of insanity. So it is Cyber Monday today. It may not be when you're listening to this, but as a Cyber Monday special, you know, something that you can do, right? We're talking about a whole new world, a shift from fear into a world of love and coming together. So breaking that cycle of divide and force and control and coercion and dysfunction and toxic, unhealthy energy into unconditional love and to faith and to trust, and coming together and healing individually, and collectively, and being part of something bigger, right, beyond ourselves, And we have the power to do that. The impact of changing our energy and spreading that out into what we are creating in ourselves and into the world. So I have my VA setting this up. I'm not sure when today it will be, but just email me if you're interested and there's any problems. For Cyber Monday special, I'm doing a package discount special for the holiday season for 1, 3, or 5 of my breakthrough breathwork sessions. So put together in packages. So I'll put the link here in the information. Again, you can also email me because I don't know what time today that Friend15 promo code will be active. We're trying to figure out how to set that up. I'm setting up a whole new website for my breathwork classes, my Get Your Power Back course, group coaching programs, just redoing the whole thing, and that's in the process. So that'll be a simple click in the future, but right now there's just so much need. There's so much need for releasing and getting rid of these negative, painful emotions to be able to shift into the natural state of love and compassion and empathy, intuition and creativity that we have. And breathwork is such a profound way. And there's more about breathwork in previous podcasts or, of course, at my on my website right now at thesonialynn.com or private Facebook group at Living Unbroken. So I'll, you know, try to get that link there, going to my schedule page and grab that special now. You know, you can gift that to someone else or for yourself, and give yourself that gift of an hour to just come together into community and to release and just breathe away the stress, the negative energy that's stuck in your body, the tension, and really just, you know, see what profound transformational experience you have. Each one is different. You know, just people's words and experiences are incredible. And it's just my favorite thing to do, my favorite place to be. And these are all online, the Cyber Monday special. So again, the promo code is FRIEND15. Hopefully that link will be all set by the time you go there. If not, please just email me at Sonia@livingunbroken.com. I'll make sure you have that special with a 1, 3, and 5 class. I don't have it in front of me because I wasn't really prepared for sharing that, but I just realized that I wanted to add that in. So I think it's between 10, 15, 20, maybe up to 25% off by those packages. And so I'm just going to leave you with that. And hope there was some takeaway there from the pains and the discomforts that happen, that are part of the process in, you know, the transformation of growing and evolving from an old world that was not working to a whole new world. So it's the space of in-between. And the in-between place can be very confusing. The in-between can feel like there's no support and the ground's just been ripped out from underneath you. It can be really messy. Healing can feel very messy. But the freedom, the peace, the joy you love is all on the other side. So hang in there, take action on what you can do to heal and to grow in your personal development journey, because the journey and the ride are worth it, I assure you. In love and light, namaste.